This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I think for those who are new to the broadcast that they are getting the sense that we are giving first-hand experience in many, many cases here live on the air. You've talked about experiences that your husband has shared with you. And off the air, between the break, you mentioned that you had some more information. But, you know, James Gray, I know him. James Gray is a guy who says what, or he means what he says. He backs up his products. And he's willing to say it on the air. He's not hiding. And you know, just to make sure, what I did was I drove to Virginia, to Roanoke, Virginia. I wanted to see his facility. So Mrs. Fennelli and I hopped in the truck, drove out there, and we spent the day there. Did we have to? No. Is it required? No. But we did. And they're for real. And there are people who seem to think that you absolutely, positively have to buy a pre-manufactured rifle or pistol from somebody. You've got to get it from somebody else. That you can't make one yourself. You can make one from start to stop in many places in the United States all by yourself. And if you do, in many places, you don't have to tell anybody that you did it. And it's not illegal not to tell anybody. Think of it like making your own refrigerator. If you've got the skill to do that, go ahead. Seriously. So, if you're interested in protecting yourself, I'm not trying to sell guns. But if you're interested in protecting yourself, while it's still relatively uncomplicated, I suggest you consider it. Talk about it with your family. But don't get one if you don't feel that you're going to be able to use it if you have to. You don't want somebody taking it from you and using it against you. So the discussion that I've had with our family is, all right, you can do this around the kitchen table as we have many times. If we are in a situation where we are threatened with death, someone bursts in and they're going to kill us, are we going to surrender? Or are we going to come out fighting? What are we going to do? Are we going to defend ourselves? For real? If we have to take someone's life to protect our children, to protect us, will we do it? That's the question you need to ask yourself. And if the answer is no, then you're not going to protect your family and yourself, then don't get one. I had some Amish people over here, and we're having lunch at the farm. And I don't know, the topic of guns came up, and they said, no, they don't have them. They don't want them. I said, so what happens if you're threatened? What happens if someone's going to try to kill you? Now, the Amish are pretty strong. They really are. They're physically active. So I think it'd be kind of tough to take one down to begin with. Well, they said that they really didn't like the violence. But I said, okay. So your wife is being attacked, and it looks like she might get killed. Would you use a gun at that point? And they all said no. That's not the case in my house. That's for sure. That's not the case in my house. Gwyneth, your thoughts?
Okay. First of all, if in Australia you have an unregistered firearm, you're looking at a prison sentence. Okay. And if you want to get your firearm registered, you have to allow the local law enforcement to have a look through your house. And I'm not happy to do that, given that the local law enforcement has in the past threatened to come around to my house in the middle of the night. A rather large, bald man who's actually still a cop. After all that, and he still works in this local area. He was demoted for a time, but I actually saw him in uniform the other day up the street, and I almost could not believe my eyes that this cop, he is known, he's a hospitalized woman, in unprovoked attacks. He's sex racketeering, multiple times reported to the complaints department of the Victoria Police from women around here. And he's still on duty as a policeman in the local town up the road. And his name's Brad Hyatt, by the way. So there we go. There's some publicity for our local bad cop. You know something? I don't have firearms here because it's just not worth the risk for me. Because there are people who are friendly around here and there are people who are unfriendly. But I do have other weapons, okay? And I would be prepared to use them to defend my life, to defend my family's life, and to defend my property. I do have other weapons. And do you know something? A piece of string is an absolutely deadly weapon. It absolutely is. A plastic bag's a deadly weapon. There have been murders committed with plastic bags. You know, how do you define a deadly weapon? You can make almost anything into a deadly weapon. Now, do you mind if I go into the details of what happened in our town of Wedderburn when they had the massacre up there? The detail. Would you be happy with me sharing those details on air?
Please do.
Okay. Now, I drove past that spot on that night about 20 minutes before the massacre happened because it was a Wednesday night and we were going to have a Bible study at our church and I was going to have a feed of chips with my son at the chip shop and then we were going to go to the church to have our Bible study. And what happened was we were sitting outside enjoying our evening out. And we saw the police cars coming in, the barricades going up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, down the road. And I said, hey, son, there's something going on down there. So as you do, you walk down the road and you rubberneck. And that was the night of the Wedderburn massacre. Okay. A guy went crazy. The official press report was he went crazy with a firearm and killed some people locally. That's not the entire truth. I later learned from a local that his first weapon of attack was a kitchen knife. And he broke into the house and grabbed somebody by the head, pushed their neck back, and basically almost decapitated them with a kitchen knife. That was the first fatality. It was only after that that he produced the firearm. So, and the firearm was registered. So, A, gun registrations would not have stopped that massacre. That guy was a legally registered. He had a firearms license that was a legally registered firearm. He just flipped out one evening. And the other thing is it wouldn't have stopped the massacre because he would have kept going with the kitchen knife if he hadn't had the firearm. Okay. And if anyone here thinks that it's impossible to do damage with a kitchen knife, you need to go and have a look at what the Muslims do. And on my farm, because I don't have firearms, when I need to euthanize a sheep to fill the, you know, when we have sheep, we don't have any sheep at the moment. But when I need to feed something like our tummies and I need to go into the chicken pen, usually it's a kitchen knife, a very, very sharp one that I carry with me. And if I have any stock go down, it's a kitchen knife that I use to euthanize the livestock. And there is an absolute way to do that humanely, which is known to myself, which is known to just about every farmer who lives around here, okay? And you can kill a horse that way, humanely, with a kitchen knife. And every farmer knows it, okay? And it's before firearms were invented, it's the way it was always done. But, you know, the thing is, the take-home message is gun registration did not save anybody's life on that night of the Wedderburn massacre because he started with a kitchen knife. And what are you going to do? Are you going to ban kitchen knives? Of course, I use a kitchen knife for cooking my evening meal. It's not... I'm not going to go crazy with a kitchen knife. Neither is most of the population out there of the world. But, you know, people will find some way to kill people. Other people, if they are unbalanced, will find a way to go out there and slaughter their fellow humans. They just will. You know, you've got to realize you've got to have some way of defending yourself. And although we don't have firearms here, I have other projectile firing devices, and I have the know-how to be able to manufacture those projectile firing devices on my own, and I'm accurate with them. And, you know, so if somebody came around here in the middle of the night seeking to do me harm, I would absolutely defend my house and my family because they are really, really, really precious to me. Am I going to go out and seek vengeance? No, it's not in my nature to do so. Absolutely not. You know, but you've got to be aware it's a bad world out there and you have to somehow be able to protect yourself. Yep, that's great coming up. I think we're going into back after the break with the USDA information.
Yeah, I've got a couple other comments before that, but you know, you mentioned harm that can be done with a piece of string. Well, I'm going to mention that when we come back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I've got a couple comments on some of the things that you've mentioned. Gwyneth, you mentioned you can kill somebody with a piece of string. Well, governments have done that. You know, they've taken one string and combined it with others, and they've made a piece of rope out of it, and they've hung people. Public hangings. People have...
Yeah. It's such time in British history, such a common method of killing people, that it became a scandal and a public relations disaster because they were hanging so many people in London town, and so they had to figure out something to do with all these petty criminals, so they started sending them to Australia.
Yeah.
And pieces of string are absolutely a deadly weapon.
Yeah, and if you look at some of the packaging of equipment that you buy, let's say you buy a piece of electronic gear to use in your house. Let's say it's a DVD player, for example. The DVD player will be in a box, and then there'll be some styrofoam in there, and then there'll be, in the center of the styrofoam, will be the DVD player wrapped in a plastic bag. And then the plastic bag will tell you that be careful, you know, you could die from suffocation with this plastic bag. It says right on the back. So,
yeah.
You mentioned plastic bags. Now, there's a training session that I went to. I participated in. It was about home invasions. And the instructor was really interesting. And he said, okay, so literally it was at my house. And my son and I were, it was our turn to be the victims of a home invasion. So three guys were going to come into our house. This was all agreed upon. They were going to come in. They were going to ring the front doorbell. But, you know, it was just kind of a warm day. So the instructor said, we'll leave all the doors open. We'll ring the doorbell, and then 30 seconds later, we're going to come in. And you guys take whatever guns you want. You can, you know, shotguns, revolvers, 45s, 9mm, pick whatever you want, and we'll take the rest. So we got first choice. And we used wax bullets and real guns. And I'm talking about crayon wax. It's pretty hard. And we were all shot. I was, my son was. There are dents in the kitchen from, you know, where the shots missed us. We had face masks on, you know, and T-shirts. So if you got shot, you got a hole in your shirt and you're bleeding. If you got shot in the neck, it would have been terrible. But none of that happened, and it was really realistic. I mean, it was quite realistic. And the instructor said to us, when after we'd been shot, before we started this, he goes, all right, look, no tripwires. So when we come after you, don't set anything up where you're going to trip us and we're going to fall down and then you're going to shoot us. Can't do that. That's not fair. Really. Well, they didn't ring the doorbell. They synchronized their watches, and one guy came in each door simultaneously, and they didn't say, hey, raise your hands. This is a home invasion. Play nice and nobody gets hurt. That's not what happened. They came in shooting. They didn't even say, hey. They just came through the door silently and started shooting. That was a real wake-up call. That was a real wake-up call. And so tripwires are not legal in the United States. You can't have a wire that's going to be attached to something that's going to harm somebody coming in. So if you think that the law is going to come in to your house, and you go, you know, I think they're going to come in the front door. So let's just have this piece of piano wire across the front entrance. You know, they come running in, and boom, they all fall on top of each other. It's not legal in the United States. You can't do that. Can you imagine that? These guys are allowed to come in with whatever they want. Tear gas, stun grenades, flashbangs, smoke grenades, rocket launchers. They can do whatever they want. They can even bring a tank. But you can't have a tripwire. But I do want to say,
what's that saying, all fair in love and war?
That's kind of, yeah. We come back, I'd like to read to you what the Missouri State Constitutional Provision, Article 1, Section 23, says about Missouri and guns. Pretty cool. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, I have in my hands a delightful packet of information from an organization called USDA. I think that is pronounced USDA. So, in this envelope, it's a thick envelope, it has a return address of Census of Agriculture, National Agricultural Statistics Service, and then the P.O. Box in Jeffersonville, Indiana. So I have this in my hand. And this the return envelope. And It has 4 pages of instructions. Fine print. I mean, this is not 8.5 by 11. This is way bigger than a legal size sheet of page, paper. Very small print. 4 pages of instructions. And then it says, there's a letter, dear farmer or rancher, according to our records, we have not received your 2017 Census of Agriculture form. And then they are kind enough to threaten you by telling you that your response is required by law. And it's signed by a guy, interesting name, Hubert. His last name is Hammer. I wonder if his middle name, is Sledge. Hubert Sledge Hammer. Anyway, so I put those pieces of paper aside, and I have in my hands the fun part. Now, this looks like a tax form. Now, it's a booklet, and it's stapled, and it is 16 pages. It's 1/6. Now, this booklet of information that the U.S. DUH says is required does comply with the 19, it says right on here, that it complies with the Paperwork Reduction Act of 1995.
That's funny.
That's
hilarious.
Well, the fun is over, because I'd like to read some of this, if that's okay with you, Gwyneth.
Yeah, that's
fun. Now, Class, you may think this is boring. I'll bet you that there's not a single other radio broadcast in the country who will do this. Talk about exactly what is being demanded of farmers. Now, if you don't think this is an invasion, if you don't think this is an assault, if you don't think this is prying for information that they have no business to, in the state of Missouri, we have an amendment to the Missouri Constitution that says we have the right to farm. Because a whole bunch of stupid people decided that we needed to have an amendment that says we could do what we could do before the amendment. The only thing is, since we have the amendment, now we can be inspected and detected by the government. More. Now, it is not in my interest to raise anything that's going to make anybody sick. Because if I do, I'm out of business. All right. So it has the person's barcode. It has the survey number. It has the person's address. So this booklet is personalized. And they want, on page one, they want some things like, there's some official use only boxes, but below that it says, complete your report by mail or via the internet at www.agcounts.usduh.gov. Your report is due by February 5th, 2018. And they want you, then they ask you for your name. Then your area code and phone number. Then the date completed. And your email address. Sounds pretty invasive for a census form to me already. That's just page one. Okay, page two. Acreage, this is just section one on page two. It's all small fine print, by the way. And you fill in these boxes. Report land owned, rented, or used by your spouse or by the partnership, corporation, or organization named on the front of this form. Include all land regardless of location or use. Cropland, conservation reserve program, wetlands, wetlands reserve program, pasture land, rangeland, woodland, idle land, farmsteads, etc. Enter the number of acres owned. Then they want to know total number of acres rented or leased from others. Include land worked by you on shares, land used rent-free in exchange for services, payment of taxes, etc. Federal, state, and railroad and leased land on a per-acre basis. Land rented or leased by you for cash. Exclude land used on a fee per head or animal unit month basis. We've now completed less than one quarter of page two. Wow. They want to know the number of acres rented or leased to others. Include worked on shares by others, subleased, rented, leased to others for cash. It goes on and on. How many acres rented or leased to others, Box C, did this operation own? Then you add Box A, Box B, minus Box C, and that it gives you Box D. And it tells you a little bit about how to continue with this. Did this operation pay on a fee per head or animal unit month basis to use any land? If so, how many acres? Do not include those acres in the boxes above. If you did, go back and exclude them from the boxes above and recalculate Box D. Considering the total acres in Box D, in what county was the largest value of the operation's agricultural products raised or produced? The principal county name they want? They want the state, and they want the number of acres. If this operation had agriculture activity in any other county, enter the county names, etc. So they want the county, the state, and the number of acres. Again, now we're on page three. Report how many acres, and by the way, I'm having a tough time because this is really small print. Report the number of acres in Box D on the previous page. For acres used for more than one purpose, report them in the first item that applies. Report each acre only once. Cropland. Cropland A, B, C, and D. Then they want to know about pasture. Permanent pasture and rangeland. Woodland pasture. Other pasture and grazing land, including rotational pasture. That could have been used for crops without additional improvements. Woodland not pastured, they want to know woodlands, timber tracts, and sugar bush. They want all other land, farmsteads, home, building, livestock facilities, ponds, roads, watershed, etc. They want a total of all that. Then, we go to page four. Now, by the way, that would take me, in order to figure that out, I already got a day in this. Okay, and now I'm on page four. In 2017, did this operation rent or lease any cropland or pasture acres from others for cash? Exclude land rented or leased on a share basis. Okay. How many acres of non-irrigated cropland were rented or leased for cash? Include fruit, nut, berry, vineyard, nursery, and hayland. How many acres of irrigated cropland were rented or leased for cash? How many acres of permanent pasture, grazing, and grassland were rented or leased for cash? Section 4. Land use practices. During 2017, considering the total acreage in this operation, how many acres were drained by tile? How many were artificially drained by ditches? How many were under a conservation easement? During 2017, considering the cropland acres on the operation, how many acres were no-till drill practices used? How many were reduced, conserved, tillage excluding no-till drill practices? How many were intensively used? What was planted as a cover crop? Cover crops are primarily managing soil fertility, soil quality, controlling weeds, pests, and diseases. Exclude CRP acres. This thing is nothing but more and more and more. It goes on to farm labor. I'm excluding a lot of what's on these pages. A lot. What were the number of hired farm or ranch workers, including paid family members and office workers, who worked less than 150 days on this operation? Exclude contract labor. Worked 150 days or more on this operation? Exclude contract labor. What was the number of unpaid farm or ranch workers, including family members and office workers, who worked on this farm or ranch? What was the number of foreign and domestic immigrant workers on this operation? in 2017.
I suppose I was going to ask if they've got documents now.
Is this, I mean, I know this doesn't make sense to...
crazy.
Oh,
I'm laughing, but oh my gosh.
Okay, wow. Crop insurance, section 6. How many acres of this operation were covered under any crop insurance policy in 2017? How many acres of this operation were controlled in the Conservation Reserve Program, Wetlands Reserve Program, Farmable Wetlands Program, or Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program? What was the total amount received in 2017 for participation in these programs? What was the, they ought to know, because they send out the checks. The same guys, the U.S. Duh, they're involved in sending out the checks for this stuff. So they're asking you how much they sent you. Really? Okay. We don't participate in this nonsense with them. We don't accept their money. What was the amount received in 2017 for all federal agricultural program payments? What was the amount received in 2017 for state and local government agricultural program payments? What was the amount received in 2017 for the Commodity Credit Corporation loans? What was the total amount spent in 2017 to repay Commodity Credit Corporation loans? Do you know that you have the right to appeal any adverse program decision by the U.S. DOES National Appeals Division? Yes or no? I think it was on to Section 7. I'll continue.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it in God, your
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
If yes, more than 50% of the assets of the operation are owned by one of the operators, members of their household, and or other persons related to them by blood, marriage, adoption, including relatives not residing in his or her household. Consider only farm and ranch assets owned, not rented or leased by the operation, and include the assets held by non-family landlords. Was this operation organized as a limited liability corporation under state law? What was the operator's legal status for tax purposes? Family or individual operation, partnership, including family partnerships, incorporated under state law, or other such as estates, trust, prison farm, grazing association, American Indian reservation, specify the type. How many households shared in the net farm income of this operation? Moving on to page 6, personal characteristics. How many men and women were involved in discussions for this operation, including family members and hired managers? Oh, this is nothing. I haven't gotten to the good stuff yet. Exclude hired workers unless they were a hired manager or a family member. Okay. Answer the following questions for up to 4 individuals who were involved in the decisions for this operation as of December 31st, 2017. Each person's full name. Is the person completing this form?
I was going to say, they're not going to ask you to name them, are they?
Yes, they are. Yes. They want to know the sex of the person. They want to know what was the person's age on December 31st, 2017. Is this person Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? What is the race? Now, they give you some choices. You can be white. You can be black or African American. You can be American Indian or Alaskan Native. Or you can be an Asian. Or you can be a Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander. Pick one. Then it wants to know, at which occupation did this person spend the majority, 50% or more, of his or her work time? Farm or ranch work, or work other than farming and ranching? Is this person retired from farming? Yes or no? How many days did this person work off the farm in 2017, include days which the person worked at least 4 hours per day on an off-farm job, including work on someone else's farm for pay? Section 8. Can you see where this is really complicated and no one will ever be able to, you can't get this right. It's impossible. And then, and your name's on the front. Okay. Did this person live on the operation? In what year did the person begin to operate any part of this operation? In what year did this person begin to operate any farm operation? That's any farm operation. The other question was this farm operation. Has this person ever served active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard?
See where this is going.
How many people have lived on this person's household? In this person's household? Was the person hired and paid a salary or wages to manage the operation? Then it wants to know, was this person involved in any of the specific decisions as of December 31st, for each person and each item? That's day-to-day decisions. And these are matrices. Even though I'm reading one sentence, it's got four responses that you have to fill out for each person. They want to know who is making decisions. I haven't gotten through half of the questions. Then they want
to. We're heading into the final segment. Would I be able to make a comment?
This is it. You got to make it now. We only have 20 seconds. Make it now, please.
Okay. You need to write on that form. I plead the Fifth Amendment, UCC 1/308. On every page and send it back to them.
I plead the Fifth Amendment. What was the rest of it?
I plead the Fifth Amendment.
Yep,
UCC 1/308.
Gwyneth, thanks so much for being with us.
Write on every page and send it back to them.
Thanks so much. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
1 out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.